I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. I suggest all of you parents, you coaches, you teachers who are hearing this, you use this. Use what I just gave you. When someone's asking you, well, how do I decide whether to do A or B? Tell them that they need to, number one, think about it, and B, don't stop thinking until you decide.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Welcome to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show today. Today's topic is why you need to quit. And you need to quit right now. Yes, you heard the topic correctly. Why you need to quit and quit right now. Now, every day when I introduce this podcast, I tell you about mental toughness, your ability to, your stick-to-itiveness, your grit, your ability to keep showing up, displaying that discipline, having that confidence in yourself, even though your discipline and your confidence have yet to produce the result you have expected to produce. I talk about this every single day on this podcast. Now I'm doing an episode telling you why you need to quit. Yes, I am. Now understand that mental toughness, as important as it is, also needs to be combined with intelligence. You need to be smart enough to look at yourself, look at your situation, and know when it's time to walk away. I'm going to equip you with the knowledge today of knowing when it's time to walk away. So in case you may feel right now, well, I don't know when it's time. You're going to know when it's time by the time we get to the end of this episode. Now, you may be thinking, why would a person who talks about the stick-to-itiveness and the discipline and, you know, the grit and the grind necessary to get from where you started to where you're going, why would I even be talking about quitting? Why would I even want to advise someone to quit? How is somebody supposed to know, even if they're not very good at what they're doing right now, how do they know that if they keep working, that they can't get better? I mean, can't somebody just get better? Dre, didn't you get better? When you started at basketball, you weren't good, but then you got better and then you became a professional, or other things that you started at, you weren't good. And you listening to this, you've had things that when you started, you weren't very good, but you kept going even though it was tough. And eventually you got good enough to where you were pretty good at it, to maybe where you could teach other people about it. So why would anybody ever quit? Why would I ever advise somebody to quit? Well, I'm going to tell you here in today's episode. So make sure you got your pen and your pad or your phone and your thumbs ready, because I'm going to explain to you why you would need to quit right now anything that you're doing. Number one, you need to quit if you're not growing. wherever you are in any situation, I don't care if it is a relationship, if it's a job, if it's a sport you're playing, if it's a hobby, if it's, you know, some form of media that you're trying to put yourself out there, and you feel like you are not growing, you are not getting better, you're no longer curious about what you're doing, you're kind of just there, you're kind of just in one spot, you're not getting any better. If you're not getting better, then you're probably getting worse. If you're sure that you're not getting better, then you are surely, definitely getting worse. So wherever you are, if you feel like you're not growing, there's no growth there, there's no progress being made, you can't look at it and say, okay, based on where I was at this point last year and looking at me now, I can see the growth. I can see what I did to improve. If you can't see where your improvements have come, or you're pretty sure there are no improvements, that means you're going backwards. You're going down the wrong side of the mountain, as the metaphor that I've been using. You're going up the mountain as you're growing and getting better. Again, this is not, doesn't matter your age. As long as you're growing, getting better, and progressing, you're going up the mountain. As soon as you get to the point where you're not doing that anymore, you are going down the mountain. And when you get to the bottom of the mountain, it's pretty much over. They close the casket on you. That's one reason why you would need to quit right now. Number two, today's topic is why you need to quit right now. Number two is when you are sleepwalking through the process. Whether that process be practicing every day, the process be having conversations with your staff, or having conversations with a friend of yours, or someone you're in an intimate relationship with, if you find yourself going through the motions, it might be time for you to walk away. Because when you're going through the motions, you're not activated. You're kind of like a new credit card or debit card. You ever get one of those new credit or debit cards and it has a little sticker along the top of it that says, dial this number or go to this website to activate your card? But let's just say that you never did that. You never dialed the number, never went to the website to activate the card. Then you went to the grocery store to try to pay for something with that card, and the card kept getting declined. And you're like, why the hell is the card getting declined? I know that I have some money on this card. I know I have some available credit on this card. You never activated the card. So if you find yourself deactivated, unlike the card, you've actually been activated at some point. Hopefully when you got started, hopefully you were activated then. You didn't just sleepwalk into it and then all the way through it. That wouldn't be good. But if you find yourself not activated, sleepwalking through your work, just going through the motions, you're just there to be there, you're just watching the time go by, you're not helping yourself and you're not helping whoever is around, whether that be your customers, whether it be your partner, whether it be your friends, whether it's your team, your organization, the company that you work for, the company of people who work for you. You're not helping anyone if you're sleepwalking through the situation. So what you need to do is pack your stuff up and leave right now. Point number three, today's topic is why you would need to quit right now, anything that you're doing. Number three, you never wanted to be there in the first place. What's what I just touched on in point number two. If you sleepwalked into the situation, you did not intentionally get into the situation that you're in, but you're in it now. You never really wanted to be there in the first place. You find yourself going through the motions. You're not activated. You're not really excited about it because you know that you really don't want to be there, but complacency has controlled you. And complacency is a very strong force, even though when we think of the word complacency, we think of what? Someone just not doing anything. Someone being passive and kind of letting things just float on by them. Complacency is also very strong, though. Once you get into complacency, the law of inertia comes into play, and laws are laws for a reason. You don't want to move out of it. That complacency is controlling you and keeping you in the same spot that you know you don't want to be in, but the strength of the complacency is stronger than the strength of you saying, I don't want to be there, and then you end up staying in the same place. That's when it's time for you to move. Once you realize this, it's time for you to do something that can get you out of that situation. There was a basketball player by the name of Eric Bledsoe. He plays in the NBA. He was a player for the Phoenix Suns for the last several years of his career. But one day at the beginning of the NBA season, Eric Bledsoe randomly tweeted, I don't want to be here. That's all the tweet said. I don't want to be here. Now, the Phoenix Suns, the team he was playing for, was not doing very well at that point in the season. I don't know if they had even won a game yet. But Eric Bledsoe was pretty much their best player up to that point, or arguably their best player up to that point. A pretty solid player. But when he tweeted, I don't want to be here, everyone took the message as, okay, Eric Bledsoe, it was kind of a subliminal message. He was talking about the Phoenix Suns as far as here. I mean, he's an adult. He could have been anywhere. He could have been in the grocery store. He could have been at the doctor. He could have been getting his oil changed. He said the official story that came out, I believe through Eric Bledsoe's agent. His agent said, oh, he was at a hair salon. So he was just saying that about the hair salon, which nobody bought. Everybody knew he was talking about the Phoenix Suns. He was immediately deactivated. The Phoenix Suns deactivated him, meaning you're not playing in any more games and we're going to find a new home for you. We're going to get rid of you. And they eventually traded him. And Eric Bledsoe, as of this moment, is playing for the Milwaukee Bucks, because he said he didn't want to be there, at least. Now, even though some people may have looked at that as maybe he wasn't being very professional, he wasn't being much of a leader, maybe some people think that says some things about his character. Here's the one thing that I know about Eric Bledsoe saying, I don't want to be here. He knew that he didn't want to be there, and he at least fought the complacency of staying there and did something about his situation, or at least he tried to do something, because he couldn't trade himself. The team would have to trade him, and they would have to find a trade partner who was willing to offer them something of equal value to make them want to make the move. But Eric Bledsoe at least tried to grease the skids a little bit, say, hey, he tried to do something to get them thinking, hey, let's get Eric Bledsoe off this team, because he obviously doesn't want to be on this team. He could have just moped around for the whole season and went through the motions like a lot of people do, not necessarily in sports, but in life. When they don't want to be in a situation, they kind of just go through the motions, but they don't take any action to get out of it. Eric Bledsoe did as much as he could, which is tweet, I don't want to be here, knowing that everybody was going to see it, knowing that it was going to spread. I don't know if he strategized it that much, but damn it, it worked. Eric Bledsoe got himself traded to the Milwaukee Bucks, who will probably make the playoffs this year, and the Phoenix Suns are definitely not making the playoffs this year. So Eric Bledsoe, I think he made a good move for himself. Point number four. Today's topic is why you need to quit right now. And by the way, Eric Bledsoe did not quit playing basketball. He just quit playing for the Suns and got to play for a different team. Point number four. Only you will know. Of everything that I've said so far, you're the only one who knows if any of these apply. Nobody else can tell you that you're not getting better and that you're not curious. No one else can tell you that you're sleepwalking and going through the motions. Nobody else can tell you that you don't want to be where you are. Only you can answer these questions. I mean, somebody could tell you, but they don't really know for sure. You're the only one who really knows. You're the only one who knows if any of these apply. So you got to look at yourself in the mirror and look at your work and look at your presence at wherever you are. This doesn't have to be a work thing or a sports thing. This could be in a friendship. This could be some group that you're a part of, some volunteer organization that you show up for every month or every week or whatever the situation is. You're the only one who knows if any of these apply to you. So you need to take a close look at them. However, point number five, and this is an important point. When you do decide, or actually, when do you decide? This is a question. When do you decide to quit versus when to stick it out? Because this is the major question that some people would have after listening to everything I said here. Because I've given you many episodes where I've talked about mental toughness, sticking it out and being persistent. I talked about how to be persistent, why persistence pays off, all the reasons that you need to keep going, keep plugging away when things seem to not be working. And now I'm telling you when you need to quit. So now the question may be for some people, well, how do I know when to quit and when to stick it out? What's the difference between the two? How can I tell the difference, Dre, now that you've given me both of these pieces of information? This is what you do at that point. If this is your question, this is what you do. A, you must think about the situation. Now, I'm pausing there on purpose because this is the first thing you need to do. You need to think about the situation. Think about the situation that you're in. Think about who you are. Think about where you've come from, where you are right now, and where you plan on going. You need to think about that. And when I say think about it, that doesn't mean in the time that it takes for you to write a tweet that's all the thinking that you need to do. You really need to sit down and turn off the phone, turn off the internet, turn off the TV, don't talk to anybody, and really put some thought into the entirety of the situation that you're considering either quitting or continuing to push. You got to put some thought into it, some real thought. And then this is what you do once you're doing that thinking, once you have completed your thinking, and understand that your thinking is not completed until you get to step B. Here's step B. And A and B is not an either or. This is A is the first step, B is the second step. You decide what you're going to do. So when, I'm going to say this one more time, when you're trying to figure out, since I've given you both sides of this equation, both sides of this situation, both possibilities, when do you quit versus when do you stick it out and keep working and keep plugging away and see what you can make of this situation? How do you decide between the two? You must, first of all, think about it. Put some real thought into the situation. Where are you? Where are you going? Who are you? Where do you want to be? How are you feeling about the situation in every area? Write it down if you have to. That'll help you a lot so you don't have to try to remember it. Trust a short pencil to a long memory is what they say. Think about it, and you are not done thinking. How long should you think about it? You're not done thinking until you have B, made a decision. That's a good one, Rhea. I suggest all of you parents, you coaches, you teachers who are hearing this, you use this. Use what I just gave you. When someone's asking you, well, how do I decide whether to do A or B? Tell them that they need to, number one, think about it, and B, don't stop thinking until you decide. See, that way you have taken yourself completely out of the equation, mom, dad, coach, trainer, you taking yourself out of the equation. Now you don't have to worry about people coming to you asking you what they should do between A and B. Think about it until you have made a decision. If you haven't made a decision yet, you're not done thinking. Damn, that's good. That's good. Because remember, this podcast is called Work on Your Game. It is not Ask on Your Game. It is not Get Advice on Your Game. It is not See What Somebody Else Says About Your Game. It is Work on Your Game. Thinking is work. Thinking is work. And work is not always easy. People who listen to this podcast, you're probably used to work and you're happy about work. You like doing things that involve work or anything that people would consider to be work, because there's something in your mind, some mechanism in your thinking that you know what the positive outcome of the work is going to be. But not everybody's like that. We know that, right? Not everybody's like that. Not everybody who's going to look at a podcast titled Work on Your Game is going to get excited to listen to it, because the first word is work. They're like, wait a minute, I want work. I want entertainment. I want something that's funny. I want to laugh at something that happened yesterday in the news. I don't want to work. I'm already at work. This is enough work. I don't need any more. I'm already going to work. I'm already coming home from work. I'm trying to get away from work. It's the weekend. I want to listen to a podcast that's talking about work. Not everybody's like you. Okay, listener. But this podcast is called Work on Your Game. Thinking is part of that work, and making a decision is part of that work. And so when you're trying to decide between the two, we're still on point number five here. You must think until you have made a decision. Without a decision, you're not done thinking. Let's recap today's topic, which is why you need to quit right now. Anything you're involved in. Number one, you are not growing, not getting better. You're no longer curious about it. Now you're rotting. You're going backwards. Number two, you are sleepwalking through the situation, going through the motions. You're not activated. You're not helping yourself. You're not helping anyone else who is involved in that situation. You need to get out of that situation ASAP. Number three, you need to quit if you never wanted to be there in the first place, but complacency has controlled you to the point that you just stayed there, even though you didn't want to be there. You just stayed there by default. But now that at this exact moment that you're thinking about the fact that you never wanted to be there and you're still there, now you are empowered to do something about it because you're thinking about it. So you can't ever say you didn't think about it. Number four, you're the only person who will know if any of these three things apply. You're the only one who knows if you're not growing, you're sleepwalking, and you never wanted to be there in the first place. Yeah, you told other people other things, and maybe other people have told you stuff. You cannot assess whether somebody else needs to quit, and nobody else can assess whether you need to quit. Only you can assess yourself. You're the only one who knows the real answers to these points. And number five, when you're deciding when to quit versus when to stick it out, you must A, think about it, and B, keep thinking until you made a decision. Without a decision, you're not done thinking. Keep thinking. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.